Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
June Lee, Justin Tinsley, Woody Page, Bill Plaschke. Before the lights went out in Fayetteville last night, we had an all-time greatest exclamation point to beating the number one team in the country. Showtime dunk and fireworks. But when you mix in lights off for a court storm, that's chaos. It all started
with Auburn. That? That's crazy.
Danced on the Arkansas logo. Look at the size of the Arkansas logo. How do you miss it? Let's go. I mean,
motivation is motivation.
Yes, but when your logo goes from three-pointer to three-point line.
Hog wild.
How do you?
Hog wild.
Who does that, buddy? NBA trade deadline 22 hours away. Is this the last image of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russ Westbrook as teammates? This image right here, LeBron and Davis going to the bench because the game's over. Westbrook already there because he's been benched for the end of the game. And yeah, nobody's looking at anybody. This is a game where the Lakers seemed to, like, the mission was accomplished when they got within 10 of Milwaukee. Final score was 131-116. Bill Plaschke, your account, around the horn to you. Do the Lakers need to make a move at the deadline? Can they even make a move at the deadline? What is this?
Well, did you see LeBron and AD's expression when Westbrook tried to comfort him? They're like, we're okay, man. We're okay. Just back off. Like, get traded. Get out of here. Get out of town. Yeah, they need to get rid of Westbrook. They need to make a trade. But they can't make a trade. Nobody's going to take it. He makes nearly $90 million. He's not a team player. He doesn't work in any system. They have one option, and that would be to trade him to Houston for John Wall, who hasn't played in about a year and a half, and maybe trade their contracts. But you have to throw in a first-round draft pick. I don't know if they can do that. The Lakers are in a mess. LeBron created this mess. Now he's got to live with it. There's no way out. The season's virtually over with now. The Westbrook thing was a mistake. It didn't work. How I long for the days of Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Alex Caruso, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle.
All the guys they traded away to bring in with the Wizards and with the Pelicans.
They're all gone.
No, you
Lakers
sound
are left with nothing.
Forlorn.
It's
going to
be a wild
this
summer.
Is the downtrodden Bill Plaschke. The man who always says it's over when you're in game two of a seven-game series. Now you're saying it's virtually over. Now the Lula is virtually
it. I
over.
I can't put those words out
Woody
there.
Woody Page, are you with Plaschke here? It's virtually over.
I'm developing a tear here just listening to Bill talk about those terrible Lakers. You got one commodity, Bill. Let me help you out as a columnist to columnist. Write this column. Trade your only valuable commodity, Anthony Davis. Try and rebuild that franchise.
Whoa, hot take for Woody Page.
Years ago.
There's no way he'll do that.
Nobody wants anybody else. LeBron's going to end up 2 years from now playing with his son when he's eligible to come into the NBA draft. LeBron actually was responsible because he consulted on all those players. They've got about 10 guys on minimum contracts. They've got guys that are old. The only thing you can do with Westbrook is to reach out to the Wizards and say, hey, can we redo that trade? We sent you a couple of assets. We'd like to have you come back because Westbrook played pretty well with the Wizards and Beal is out for the season. So that's the only chance you have. This team is just going underground in LA.
All right, Plaschke, real quick on an Anthony Davis trade as suggested by Denver columnist Woody Page.
I would like, you know what, that would be a great idea, but there's no way Clutch Sports would do it. There's no way LeBron would agree to do it. He's their future. Right or wrong, right now, he's their only future. They can't trade him.
Justin Tinsley, I'll bring you in here.
Yeah, the Lakers are, as my grandfather used to say, up the creek without a paddle. Like, all season long, we've been waiting for this Lakers team to reel off one of those 12-3 in their last 15 game stretches, but that's just never come. Last night was their 27th different starting lineup, and I feel the sense of urgency when I see the Lakers. You can see it in the way they play, but the rumors are they're looking at Josh Richardson or Eric Gordon. That doesn't save the season. Like, this Lakers team, they seem to be a victim of their own ambition. And this was floated around earlier in the season, but maybe bring Russ off the bench. Play with the second unit. Why not at this point? And I don't mean that with any pun intended.
June Lee.
I mean, I think the Lakers season was screwed when they traded for Russell Westbrook because this is a fundamentally flawed roster. LeBron has always needed shooters around him, and they built this team like it's a 2015 All-Star team. That's not going to work in 2022, and the game has changed way too much for the Lakers to be running out a roster like this. And on top of all of that, I'm not sure that the Lakers should be trying to mortgage their future given the fact that LeBron is looking to potentially play with his son in a couple years. His eyes are starting to wander, as they tend to do when a team situation starts to go bad, and he has done this in the past as well. The Lakers are screwed because their roster doesn't make sense for 2022 right now.
Smush Parker still available, Bill Plaschke?
Oh, yeah, right. No, but here, I want to posit something here that I think could possibly happen. Think about this. Don't laugh. This is the worst season LeBron's had since his rookie year, and he's playing out of his mind. He's playing one of his best seasons ever. What if he, this summer, says, I'm sick of the losing. We don't have a chance here. I want to win another championship. I can't win it here. What if LeBron asks out? I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there. What if LeBron decides to leave L.A. and go somewhere else, end up playing with Bronny somewhere else? He's used to winning. This is his worst team he's ever been on since his rookie season, and he's playing.
All right, you put it out there, Bill. Bill, you're saying it in such hushed tones like we can't imagine it. We can all imagine it. He's gone and left before. He has left and made his own. What if he says that? Then he would leave, Bill, to answer the question. But put it out in the universe.
We'll see.
It's out there. We'll move on. From one ship be sinking to another ship be sinking. The Brooklyn Nets were down 28-2. Last night to Boston. The final 126-91. If rock bottom had a bottom rock, is this it for Brooklyn? 9 straight losses, the last 3 by 20 plus. That's how they go into the deadline. How the Philadelphia 76ers go into the deadline. Tough loss in Phoenix last night. The Phoenix best team in the league. And they were on a back-to-back, I should say. Phoenix really gets at it. Embiid went big again, but a costly turnover down the stretch. Justin, it could be with each other. Who knows? But who most needs to make a move at the deadline?
You know, it's really wild to me that we're almost 60 games into the season and the Lakers and Nets are combined 2 games over 500. But this obviously falls on Philly. Like, Joel Embiid is having one of those rare seasons. You have to make that move. So if you're Philly, yes, you want Harden, but you also have to be very careful. You don't want to give up too much in return to get him. We just talked about the Lakers. It's a thin line between heaven and hell in the NBA. But also for Brooklyn, when you look at this team, so many what-ifs just revolve around this team about, you know, vaccine mandates and injuries and all this. They're 6-13 since Kyrie came back. They've lost 9 straight. Nobody has ever won the NBA title losing 9 games straight over the course of an NBA season. So Brooklyn is at a crossroads, but Philly needs to make this trade.
Throw it out there for me. Yes. Philly. It's, of course, going to be Simmons. Is it Maxey or is it Seth Curry? Or is it Tybo? Who do they have to throw in there? And what would be too much in your estimation? Because you said you don't want to give away too much, of course.
Yeah, obviously, you're giving up Ben Simmons. I think I wouldn't want to give up Maxey, but I think if you got Tybo, you keep Maxey or one of the other, but you keep Seth Curry because you need shooters. So I would try to give Simmons, maybe Maxey or Tybo, and maybe a draft pick, and that's
Shouldn't
it.
Lay.
I personally wouldn't be giving up Tybo because I think he's just way too important for the defensive chemistry of that team. But Joel Embiid is the big X factor here in just the Eastern Conference because of his injuries and whether or not he can even stay healthy in the long term, because we've seen with big men in the past that when it goes really, really fast. And since the new year, Joel Embiid has averaged 33 points and 11 rebounds on 55% shooting. He's been he's having a generational season right now. And if I'm the Nets, obviously there's a sense of urgency here because Kyrie and Harden and all of this isn't working out the way that they plan. But if you have Kevin Durant, you're always going to have a chance to win the championship. You don't know how long Joel Embiid is going to be playing this well and for how long.
So the answer for you then is Philadelphia needs to make a move Ben Simmons to capitalize on Embiid right now in this window. Bill Plaschke, same question to you.
Let's face it, Philadelphia needs to trade with Brooklyn, period. James Harden's checked out. He'd be great for the 76ers. The 76ers desperately need to make that. It's wide open right now. They can get to the NBA Finals where anything can happen. They need to trade Curry. If you have to trade Curry, trade Curry. Trade Maxey. Of course, trade Simmons. They'll get some new faces for the Nets. The Nets can rebuild around Durant, and the 76ers can win now. It's so obvious what's happening. They need to trade with each other. It's clear.
clear. It may have been tampered with for the last week by all parties involved. Woody Page, how clear
it is. Yeah, 76ers need to make a deal, but not with the Brooklyn Nets. Go out west where there's talent out there and get somebody who actually wants to play for your team and will fit in. And there are a bunch of guys before the trading deadline that are available that would be helpful. You don't really want Harden. I don't want the Nets to make a trade. I'm going to tell you why. This is personal. I want them stuck with this team the rest of the year. I want to see them play in the playoffs without their big three.
Wait, but you told me there was a trade for Philly out west. Give me something. Don't just say.
Who are the players, Woody? Who are the players?
Well, I'd go to Sacramento and get a guy that they just obtained who is my favorite player, Sabonis, and I think he would fit in perfectly with that team. And Sacramento's not going to do anything with him.
All right, just keep the grudge that you had on Brooklyn, and we'll just move on from there. Last topic here. Arkansas-Auburn last night, the greatest exclamation point to the you just beat the number one team in the country. I just said it. It's the great dunk. It's the fireworks that go off, but then the lights out. During a court storm, so scary and dangerous. Before the game, Auburn on midcourt, Arkansas's logo dancing. Woody, what did we have last night?
Well, as someone who's been to Fayetteville a number of times, what you did was step into hog heaven if you were Auburn, and then you danced on one of the largest pigs in the world, which was a mistake. If I were Arkansas, I would put some football players out there on that logo and keep teams away from it. But I'm telling you what, Auburn got pork chopped last night, and it was good. Arkansas, you want to play at home, you play well.
Thank you, Woody. Justin Tinsley, what did we see last night?
Look, college students jacked up on adrenaline. It's dark in the arena, and it's fireworks, inside. 99 times out of 100, something goes wrong. So thank God we got to count our blessings that last night was that one time out of 100, because that could have went left real quick.
There's no reason to play the fun police with all of this right now. Like, let the guys dance on the logo, especially if the logo is that big on the court. I mean, if you're Arkansas, you need to find motivation in any way, shape, or form to win. This is the first time since 1984 that Arkansas has beat a number one team, and that team had Michael Jordan and Dean Smith on it. So this is a situation where it's like, why not just have fun with this?
And flashy.
I'll be the fun police. It's one thing to storm the court. It's another thing to turn the lights off when you do it. Are you out of your mind, Arkansas?
Exactly.
Are you crazy? You have lost
Arkansas
your mind.
Arkansas has done, that's what they do. They have the fireworks go off. They flick the lights afterwards. Not usually during the court storm. I think there was a game a few weeks ago where did the fireworks and turned off the lights and the game actually wasn't over yet. But that happens when you're working with it. Buy or sell on the other side.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Trevor Bauer will not face criminal charges stemming from the allegations of sexual assault that kept him off the baseball field and on administrative leave for 3 months last summer. L.A. County DA's office saying charges of assault by means likely to produce great bodily injury and sodomy of an unconscious person during a first sexual encounter and domestic violence during a second sexual encounter could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Bauer immediately released a 7-minute video. Here's part.
It's extremely alarming to watch how quickly and willingly and knowingly certain members of the media have taken one side of a story and tried to convict me in the court of public opinion without having or choosing to report anywhere close to all of the facts.
Bauer also said that he received consent before and during the sexual acts. And photos that have been widely circulated and seen, he was not responsible for scratches or never punched. Baseball's investigation ongoing. Bill Plaschke, you wrote for the LA Times that now the Dodgers have to make it official and release Bauer, which is interesting because the news is the DA's office will not charge him. Crimes could not be proven. Can you expound?
Yeah, Trevor Bauer has been cleared of all charges, but he still must stand in the court of Dodger community standards, of Dodgers franchise standards. The Dodgers still have to decide whether they want this kind of person representing Los Angeles, representing the Dodgers. And I say the answer is no. I say they need to cut him. I see the acts of what happened last summer, while consensual, while Trevor says they were consensual, while Trevor says there was no harm done by him, while the photos show otherwise, was very much what he said, she said. The fact that such poor judgment was used in this whole process by Trevor Bauer leads me to believe that he is not fit to represent the city of Los Angeles. And you look at what other clubs have done. The Washington Nationals, Starlin Castro, had domestic violence allegations against him last summer, and the Nationals immediately announced that he was being cut. They immediately announced that when his suspension ended, he would not come back to the team. The Dodgers have not said that yet. And I think some fans in the community is really worried that what might happen if they bring him back. They cannot bring him back. He is not right for the culture, for the clubhouse, for the stadium, for the community.
You wrote this today, and you have heard back, I'm sure, innocent until proven guilty. And you have heard back many things. I mean, you heard Bauer himself say only one side of the story has been given. How do you respond?
Well, he's innocent until proven guilty, but that's not the standard the Dodgers use. They look at the entire story. They look at the entire judgment used in engaging in these incidents, the entire judgment used in the description of these incidents, and that's not a play. It's poor. At the very least, he's guilty of the sort of poor judgment that should keep him off the Dodger mound.
Jun Lee, can I bring you in here?
Yeah, I mean, to build off of that, I'm not sure what that culture the Dodgers organization even wants is, because when they brought in Trevor Bauer a couple of last year, he already had these allegations of harassment online. There was already a cloud of suspicion around him and his behavior and how he treats other people. He hasn't built up a lot of goodwill among people in baseball in the first place. You know, if I'm the commissioner of baseball, you can't ban him from ever pitching in baseball again, but if I'm running the Dodgers, that's not someone I want on the team in the first place. The Dodgers have already been in a position where they've been fending off allegations of only caring about winning and not caring about the culture of the organization. I think this is an opportunity to change that.
Again, to you, though, Jun Lee, innocent until proven guilty. And Bauer has suggested throughout all his denials that only one side of the story was ever out there.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel, though. He has been in a position where he can talk about what has happened and is now probably going to go on and talk about those things. I do understand frustration about some members of the media running with one side of the story, but that's also the result of what's happening post-Me Too and the way that the media and the landscape around all of this stuff being covered has changed in the last 5 years especially.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I think this really just calls to mind the need for the continuous conversation around these uncomfortable topics of domestic violence, consent, and sexual violence, because we need to have these conversations out in the open. In terms of the Dodgers, yes, Bauer, the charges were dropped, and I understand those are the legal ramifications, but if you're the Dodgers, you don't want these cultural, social, and emotional ramifications that come from this. You should just wipe the slate clean and start over. You don't need this guy back in the Dodgers uniform. And honestly, Bauer probably doesn't want to wear a
Dodgers
uniform.
So you agree as well, the Dodgers' position here is to never bring him back.
Yeah.
Just a technicality. Charges were never dropped because they were never filed to begin with.
Yes.
And Woody Page.
I believe that Bauer and the Dodgers should separate. I don't know that it has to happen today or tomorrow. There's a lockout going on. There's an investigation going on by Major League Baseball. How about till we find out what baseball eventually does decide in regard to its investigation of the case, whether that means a suspension, a lengthy suspension, or he's able to come back when baseball does resume. And at that point, a financial settlement between the Dodgers and Bauer is possible, and they do split. But right now, let's don't rush to judgment as we have a tendency to do.
In matters of consent, it should be said, consent can be pulled at any time. Thanks for your thoughts. Showdown next, Woody Page and June Lee.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Woody Page, June Lee, good luck in showdown. Brad Marchand, Marchanding last night. This is Boston versus Pittsburgh. Tristan Jarry makes a save. Marchand came in with a right hand. Everybody separates Marchand, and then when he's being escorted away by the referee, still managed to get his stick right into the face of Jarry. They had an incident earlier in the game where he got in the way of Jarry giving a punk to a fan. How should the NHL handle this, Woody?
Well, it's a Marchand hat trick, and the way it should be handled is a five-game suspension. He's a repeat offender this year. He's already been suspended once. He's been suspended several times over his career. This was classless. Mm-hmm.
June?
This is a guy who has licked people before. He's a habitual line licker, a line stepper, a line eye gouger. This is just par for the course for Brad Marchand.
Okay, but does that mean he doesn't get suspended because he's done things
before? Oh, he should get suspended. Absolutely get suspended.
Showdown two. Number five, Kentucky up 10 on South Carolina last night. This is the last seconds. It's not a big deal unless you bet on the game, of course. The spread was 10.5, and look how it ends, all right? Is he going to dunk it? No, he's not going to dunk it. Okay, it won't change the line. You know what? He is going to dunk it. He's dunking it. Wait, did he get it in? No, it was after the final horn. How should bettors feel today, June?
Well, it's going to be pretty hard for me to cover this five-point spread. This is what happens when you're gambling. You have situations where you're constantly kind of worried about these last-second dunks that shouldn't mean anything.
Here. If you are a gambler, this is going to happen to you on a regular basis. That's why they build those tall buildings in Las Vegas, because there are people betting on games like this.
Well, the bad beat. But I guess if you want to see the other side of the coin, somebody's winning, right? Woody Page is winning today. 30 seconds of FaceTime, Woody.
Colorado's one of the best athletes out of this state. Mikella Shiffrin has had a struggle in her first two events in the Olympics. She still has an opportunity, three more events. Let's all pull for her to win at least one gold medal in the rest of the Olympics out of those three. That would make her the all-time greatest Olympic skier in Alpine from the United States. So she has a chance to pull it back. And I think
she has been so open talking about her anxiety in life and the sudden passing of her father. Seeing her on the ice yesterday was tough.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.